Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you.
Always bearing about, Paul said, in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. 2 Corinthians 4:10-12. Many feel hopeless, like in their Christian life, like they can't overcome the flesh, the deeds of the flesh, the sins that we are all inclined to commit, because they don't know how to put off the old man and put on the new man, as Paul taught. They don't know how to walk in the Spirit, because they're never, unfortunately, in today's modern church, the cross message, which is at the center and at the heart of the original gospel, is never even heard. 2 Corinthians 4:10-12. Let's read it again. I want us to pore over this passage so we begin to be enlightened by the truth of it as the Holy Spirit speaks to each of our hearts. Paul said, always, it's a perpetual thing. Jesus told us to take up the cross daily to follow Him, right? Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. We are crucified with Christ, amen, Galatians 2:20, that the life, it continues, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. How many people want Jesus shining in and through your life? For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. That speaks of persecution. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. 2 Corinthians 4:10-12. We are to deny ourselves, Jesus said in the Gospels, and take up our cross daily and follow Him. And what's going to happen, saints? You notice, I believe it's twice, we see the word manifest. Now, that word is usually misused today by the New Agers, but that's a Bible word, and in the context of Scripture, Jesus wants us to die so that He can live mightily through us. Now, I want to ask you to raise your hand if you want Jesus beaming and shining into your life and through your life. So it's the great exchange, some have called it, where you lay down your life so that Jesus can raise you up. Either the Christ will crucify the flesh, either you will crucify the flesh so that Christ reigns, or the flesh will crucify Christ right out of your life. God is calling us as His children to lay aside our lives, to be crucified with Christ, to be dead and buried, so that Christ can manifest and raise us upward into His victory that He's ordained us to walk in. You have to choose, like John the Baptist, to say, Lord, You must increase. I want You to increase, and I must decrease. John 3:30. How many people have been water baptized after you were saved? Water baptism is symbolic of your death. Now that you're saved, now that Jesus saved you, you are dead and buried. You're going under the water, and that symbolizes your death and burial with Christ. And now you're coming out of the water, which represents His raising you up by His Holy Spirit living in and through you into the full, complete victory and fruitfulness that God has ordained you to walk in. I want to ask a question. How many people are fed up with the flesh and now they want Jesus reigning in their lives? Jesus saved each of us, and there comes that day, and perhaps today's your day to say, Jesus, I want you to be the absolute master, the Lord of my personal life. We all know that God is all powerful, right? And we also know that our flesh is weak. So how do we get to the point where it's God who is all-powerful reigning in our lives so that we're overcoming and we're fruitful in the Great Commission? How do we get there? And the answer is the cross. The cross is the answer God gave us to live a victorious life that is pleasing to Him, overcoming all that displeases Him, and causing us to be fruitful for His glory. The key in our Christian life is to be dead and buried so that Christ is raising us up. He's reigning on the inside of us. I want to encourage everyone listening to me to read Romans chapter 6 each morning this week and pray before you begin. Colossians 3 verse 3 says, "For you are dead, ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Colossians 3:3. We have to realize, saints, that our life in this world is over. And that ought to make us celebrate, because all our life ever brought was sin, shame, misery, and guilt. The wages of sin is death. But now that Christ has saved us, He is to be given preference and first love rulership in our lives. He's the one that should reign, is to reign on the thrones of our hearts. We have to be crucified with Him, and then He raises us upward in His divine power. I believe that every disciple would agree with me that if we would have heard this message that you're hearing today on the cross early in our Christianity, that would have caused so much blessing, including escaping the sins of the flesh that we walked in because we weren't walking in the crucified life. As we come in for a close here, remember, saints, as we consent to our own death and burial, Jesus raises us upward in His divine strength. How many people know that Jesus died to wash away all your sins and to give you the complete victory over all your sins in this life? Divine empowerment in our lives comes as we are dead and buried with Christ and He's raising us upward. Death and burial must precede God raising us up. He's not going to raise me up if I'm not first dead and buried with Christ. Let's ask this real quick rhetorical question. How many people know that the Bible tells us that God is holy, holy, holy? And God commands us to be holy as He is holy. So we must be dead and buried for Christ to raise us up. This is the concept, the biblical concept of the cross, and God wants us to embrace it. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask You to help us to be dead and buried, crucified with Christ, so that You might shine and fill our hearts, Lord, and work through us to be a blessing to others. And we declare with Paul that we are dead and our lives are hid with Christ in God. Father, we pray for this meal and fellowship together of the saints. We ask that it would be rich and full of Your Spirit, Lord, as each one of us lifts You up and lifts one another up above ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.